Welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host, Alex, and the voice you're hearing is generated by 11 Labs. Today, we'll discuss how Yahoo has made a big acquisition to bolster its AI-powered news. Amazon is pivoting its cashierless checkout strategy, and the AI industry may be facing a looming data drought in the coming years. Let's jump in and discover what it all means. Yahoo has just acquired Artifact, the AI news startup founded by Instagram's co-founders. That means that Yahoo now owns the technology behind Artifact's highly personalized news curation. While Artifact will no longer be a standalone app, Yahoo plans to integrate its powerful AI across Yahoo's platforms, including Yahoo News, in the coming months. The goal is to deliver an even more engaging, tailored news experience powered by an AI that can surface the most relevant content for each user. Artifact's founders, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, will be advising Yahoo going forward. It's an exciting marriage of Yahoo's vast reach and content with Artifact's approach to personalized news delivery. This acquisition highlights how AI is reshaping the way we discover and consume information in the digital age. In a surprising move, Amazon has decided to pull the plug on its Just Walk Out cashierless technology in its larger grocery stores. This system, which used AI to let shoppers skip the checkout line, is being replaced by dash carts that require scanning items. While the cashierless concept was initially hailed as revolutionary, Amazon found it complex and costly to implement at scale. Challenges included the sheer expense of the sensor systems and the need for extra staff to monitor for errors and potential theft. Amazon isn't alone in this pivot. Other major retailers like Walmart and Costco have also been reevaluating their self-checkout strategies due to customer complaints and shrinkage issues. Amazon's shift to dash carts reflects an industry-wide search for the right balance between automation and good old-fashioned human interaction in the retail experience. It's part of a broader trend of Amazon dialing back its brick-and-mortar footprint and fine-tuning how to best integrate its tech prowess into physical stores. The key seems to be augmenting, not replacing, traditional retail with AI-powered features. Striking that balance will be critical as the grocery wars heat up. Our last story looks further into the future of AI, and it's a bit concerning. Experts are warning of a potential data drought for AI systems as soon as 2026. You see, AI models like ChatGPT are extremely data-hungry. They need massive datasets to train on, and that data is being consumed at an astonishing rate. Some researchers predict we could run out of high-quality language data to feed these models within a few years. This shortage could significantly slow the pace of AI progress. After all, an AI is only as good as the data it learns from. Without rich, diverse datasets to train on, the development of more advanced AI systems could stall. The industry is already exploring solutions, from algorithmic improvements to squeeze more out of existing data to generating synthetic datasets tailored for AI training. Data sharing initiatives are also being discussed, but the drought also raises important questions about AI bias and privacy. As data becomes scarcer, ensuring AI models are trained on inclusive, ethically sourced datasets will be even more critical. It's a complex challenge that will require innovation and collaboration from the AI community. But one thing is clear: data is the new oil, and the race is on to keep AI's engines running. Well, that's it for today's episode of Discover Daily. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, just check out the episode description for links. And hey, have you checked out the Perplexity app yet? It's available on both Android and iOS, and it's a great way to discover something new every day. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories. Until then, stay curious.